OMD and Sailing on the Seven Seas. It's Island FM. It's 17 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome along to Thursday morning. Thank you very much to everybody that's been in touch, sending me messages this morning regarding the Mystery Voice. You want to go? All right. Hi, James. When is Island FM's birthday? Is it tomorrow, like mine? No, it was yesterday. We didn't really make a big deal about it this year. Although I was off ill, so that was why I wasn't. I was in bed all day. But did you have cakes or anything?
We did. Oh, that probably explains why there were cakes.
Did you?
I didn't register that it was our birthday until halfway through the day. So but there were some cakes. Some cakes.
There's still cakes?
No.
Or have you eaten all the cakes?
Patisserie cakes.
Patisseries.
So they wouldn't be
all right,
fresh
fine.
Today.
Whatever. So they've not been shared around.
Well, they were. You just weren't here.
I know. I can't help it. That was yesterday. Was our birthday. We were 22. I think the next time we'll be making a big deal about our birthday will be our 30th. Which will be in many years' time, date.
It's a way off.
Oh, yeah, a little bit. But hey, we'll enjoy it, we'll celebrate, and we'll all have a party with you as well. We'll all go to Vegas.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We may as well.
Yeah.
I've just decided we'll
Does
all go to Vegas.
Does it coincide with your birthday?
No, because that's in 5 years.
Oh, right.
Four?
Wow.
Four.
That soon?
Four and a half. Four and a half till I'm 40. That's scary. Did you watch it last night, The Apprentice?
No.
The night before as well. It was on two nights on the bounce.
No,
it really confused me. Alan Sugar, Lord Alan Sugar, has taken the realms of being amazing this year. I don't want to spoil it for you because I'll spoil it for you if I tell you what he did.
That's all right. I'll watch it anyway.
If you've not watched it yet and you're not interested and you don't want to know what he does, he sacks somebody.
Right, isn't that generally what happens?
No, but he just does it in the middle of it. It's like, you know, at the end when they find out who's lost, he goes to this guy, "You're Bobbins, you are, and you're fired." And that was it before they brought anybody into the thing. It was like, it was as if he'd been executed.
Really?
It was so bizarre.
Oh, I like
it was
that.
Just, he did it there and then.
A bit more feisty.
But these people are stupid. They really are. I don't understand where they get people from to go on The Apprentice that are like, "Yeah, look at me. I'm the best salesman ever. I'm brilliant. I've got all this and all that and I'm amazing." And then they don't really know what they're just arguing
I know,
with
I am,
each other.
I am sometimes quite surprised. And they do argue a lot, don't they?
Supposed to be the executives and the future of the world.
Yeah.
And they're just not really.
Some of them are right numpty.
Oh, massively. I get on really well on that.
Do you think?
I'd be fine. You know,
you have to have a bit of like argumentative
bottle.
You know, yeah, spirit to get through it. I think because if you just were, you know, when there are some nice ones, some series, and they don't do well because they just sit quietly on the fence all the time.
That'd probably be me. Yeah. I probably and
I
the thing
mind,
is,
I'll do whatever you want me
when,
to.
When Lord Alan Sugar would probably be going, "Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that." I'd just start crying. I just break down. I'd be like, "Don't talk to me like that. Why?
Yes, Alan.
Why are you talking?" And then someone else would start having to go, "No, I didn't do this."
And when he tries to fire you, you're just like, no, you're beautiful. You're wonderful.
I'll sing to him.
What's the word?
Well worth watching if you've not yet. It's a half decent for show. I quite enjoy it. And Waterloo Road started again last night as well. I like Waterloo Road.
Do you?
You never watched that? It's
got
like Grange Hill for the kids, for the olders.
There's always a fire or someone on the roof.
Isn't that
always?
There's
always someone on the roof. Every series, someone runs up to the roof and everyone's
that's true, actually.
They're on the roof again. Why haven't they sealed the roof off yet?
But is that not the same as every soap there is?
Yeah, oh gosh, they're all like, what?
I'd hate to be on Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
I've been
walking around
die.
On tiptoes all the time, on eggshells, whatever you call it. Because it's just like, you know, there's going to be a bomb or a fire somewhere.
Always.
In the corner.
Neighbours is getting like that as well at the moment.
Just be on edge constantly.
Neighbours is mental,
really?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Are you seriously?
Unmissable drama.
Watch a lot of...
No, I don't.
It does not like it.
I watch Waterloo Road and I'm made to watch Neighbours at lunchtime.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I don't watch EastEnders. I don't watch Coronation Street. Or Emmerdale.
Okay. Just everything else.
I quite like Neighbours, to be honest with you. It's got good again. Anyway, let's do a what's a word for you this morning. A word that is missing. What could the word possibly be? Don't look at my screen because it'll come up on my screen. Right, we asked you this question. Well, we haven't yet because I've not asked you. A preacher gets his congregation to drink what?
preach, sister.
You know one of those, oh, talk to me, I'll make you feel alive.
Yeah, woo.
Here we
Hallelujah.
Go.
Yeah.
It's one of those. Basically, preacher gets congregation. Why do they do that? They go backwards and forwards all the time, don't they? Preacher gets congregation to drink what? 07781 14888. Get in touch with me, let me know what you think. We'll find out if you're right or wrong, if you have a pat on the back coming your way. But what do you think, Amber?
Goat's milk.
Nice. Let me put it this way. This is his newest thing. Earlier this year in January, he got people to eat grass.
Oh, right, okay. I could be on the right lines then.
Maybe. Preacher gets congregation to drink what? Do you know?
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
Meghan Trainor and All About That Bass. This is Island FM at 7:26.
What's the word?
What's the word?
What's the word?
Sing hallelujah. Right. A preacher. A man that's a preacher, he preaches all day. He got his congregation to drink something, but what did he get them to drink? What did you say?
Goat's milk.
No, it's not as a, it's not extravagant enough.
Okay, no.
The thing is someone that you just think, no, why are you making me drink this? You weirdo.
All I can think of is peppermint tea with milk in it.
That's not our bad. Morning, James. Bolton Nathan says, is it a Jaeger bomb? They're all battered. All there. Yeah, we love it. Battery acid, says Tim. Also, Kathy got it right. So did Tony M. And Rachel J got in touch and said, is it elephant wee? Nice. No. The answer is he was convinced, and actually in this report that I've read, it doesn't actually say that he didn't do it, but I don't know if he did or didn't. He basically got his congregation to come up, and he made them drink petrol.
What?
Yes, that he said he turned into pineapple juice.
So did he actually give them pineapple juice or actual petrol?
Well, it doesn't say. It says they were flocking to get up to him to drink the petrol that was petrol. And he showed it was petrol by putting a match in there, setting it on fire, and then got people to drink it.
That's worrying.
Bit bizarre.
I'd be curious to know what he was trying to achieve with them drinking petrol.
That he can turn petrol into...
Oh, I see, it's not
juice.
Like a healing power.
It's like Jesus turned water into wine, eh?
Yeah.
He's turning petrol into pineapple juice.
Just sat at home like, I just love these sorts of things. He's just sat at home like, oh, I know what I'll do this week. I know, I'll turn. Wait,
in January, it says at the bottom of this, in January, he controversially preached saying that people should eat grass, claiming that those with the faith could survive on whatever they chose.
Sorry, I'm just imagining him at petrol pump trying to fill his car, and every time he touches the pump, it's just pineapple juice going everywhere.
Well, like the Skittles so, man on the advert.
Yeah, for some reason, my car just won't start.
On the way, we've got music to come from Genesis. Also, Gigiamont on the way as well. Very soon, right now, it's 7:30. Time for the latest headline news. Here's Amber Stark.
A Guernsey woman has been scammed out of £7,000. Fraudsters managed to get her account details after calling her and asking her to phone her bank back. Officers are warning everyone to be on alert for these phone calls. £40,000 of Guernsey taxpayers' money is going to help people affected by Ebola. The money from the Overseas Aid Commission is being paid to Save the Children, a charity already working on the ground in Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea. A mental health expert has commended the work that's being done in Guernsey schools. Dr. David Creepakey, head of Empowerment and Social Inclusion at the Mental Health Foundation in the UK, visited the island yesterday as part of Elephant Week. And a video of a woman parking badly in Church Square has gone viral. She was caught on camera earlier this week by another motorist, and the video's been viewed around 8,000 times already. Guernsey police say they have seen the footage, and as parking on the pavement is an offence, an officer will be offering the lady some gentle words of advice.
Sport with Islands Insurance.
Manchester United's former captain Marvel Brian Robson believes the team are moving into a crucial